color gradients and half-mass radii of galaxies out to $Z equals $2 in the CANDELS, 3DHST fields, further evidence for important differences in the evolution of mass-weighted and light-weighted sizes, by Tim B. Miller et al. Recent studies have indicated that the ratio between half-mass and half-light radii, R-mass, R-light, varies significantly as a function of stellar mass and redshift, complicating the interpretation of the ubiquitous R-light-M relation. To investigate, in this study we construct the light and color profiles of approximately 3,000 galaxies at 110.25 using IM cascade, a Bayesian implementation of the multi-Gaussian expansion (MGE) technique. IM cascade flexibly represents galaxy profiles using a series of Gaussians, free of any a priori parameterization. We find that both star-forming and quiescent galaxies have on average negative color gradients. For star-forming galaxies, we find steeper gradients that evolve with redshift and correlate with dust content. Using the color gradients as a proxy for gradients in the M-L ratio, we measure half-mass radii for our sample of galaxies. There is significant scatter in individual R-mass, R-light ratios, which is correlated with variation in the color gradients. We find that the median R-mass, R-light ratio evolves from 0.75 at Z equals 2 to 0.5 at Z equals 1, consistent with previous results. We characterize the R-mass-M relation and we find that it has a shallower slope and shows less redshift evolution than the R-light-M relation. This applies both to star-forming and quiescent galaxies. We discuss some of the implications of using R-mass instead of R-light, including an investigation of the size inclination bias and a comparison to numerical simulations. This was color gradients and half-mass radii of galaxies out to $Z equals $2 in the CANDELS, 3DHST fields, further evidence for important differences in the evolution of mass-weighted and light-weighted sizes, by Tim B. Miller et al.